so hype right now. Anything's possible. Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama, baby, ma. Anything's possible.
Rainy days back with the vengeance. Back. All the real Celtics fans in attendance. This the truth like 34. This like walking in the garden when you hear the roars. The crowd goes crazy. Most in-depth coverage on the daily. Mainly podcast royalty, the content kings. When you talking about the franchise with 17 rings. Focus like Danny at the deadline. Global with it, got a local feel like the red line, the blue line, the green line. Play it in between time. I'ma throw my C's jersey on in the meantime and press play. When the F's done, I can't wait until the next day. Trying to stay in tune with the C's, it's the best way. Melly.
Hey there, welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast. Thank you for making this show part of your daily routine, even though today your routine changed a little bit because the show I recorded last night didn't record any audio. So I'm doing this all over again on Wednesday morning, Wednesday early afternoon. My apologies for the delay. Normally this is out for you in time for a podcast, to drive to work, whatever it is that you normally do in the morning. So again, I'm sorry. Technology, sometimes that's going to happen. I'm John Corrales. I cover the Boston Celtics for Boston Sports Journal. I've written a book called The Boston Celtics All-Time All-Stars, which is available everywhere. And you can get a signed copy at my website, johncorrales.com. Today, we're talking about the Milwaukee Bucks winning a championship and the good and bad of that when it comes to the Boston Celtics. How does the Milwaukee Bucks championship impact the Boston Celtics positively and negatively? Because when one team wins, that does have a ripple effect across the league. This show is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the app. Join me this week on Friday afternoon. And I know I missed last week. This is like a big apologies podcast. I missed last Friday. I'm going to do one this Friday. That is 100% for sure. I'm doing one on Friday. So download the app. Join me on Friday to get in on the action. So I'll start with the good. In the second segment, I'll do some of the bad. And in the third segment, just an appreciation of what happened in Milwaukee. So the good of the Milwaukee Bucks winning the championship, and this was going to be probably true no matter what, just because they got this far, but the turnover, the hangover, I should say, the championship hangover. And one of the reasons why I think this is especially true is because you think of how Giannis was acting after the championship. He sits down at that baseline. They win. The buzzer goes off. He's not jumping around and celebrating. He's just immediately looking into the stands to find his family. Then he sits down in one of the chairs in the baseline, puts a towel over his head, and starts crying. Like the emotion, the flood of the emotion that comes out of that is Giannis finally getting there. Finally, 8 years, finally, it paid off. I did it the hard way, he said after the game. I did this, you know, I could have gone to a super team, but I did it the hard way. There is satisfaction. There is relief. There is a little bit of that, exhale kind of feeling that naturally comes with winning that championship. And I'm not going to say it's going to take the edge away from Giannis, because I think at some point the edge will come back. But that first season afterwards, it's hard to, you know, you've celebrated, you spent the summer celebrating, you're out there, you did it, you're a champion. It's hard, especially now with the short turnaround, to go and dive into your work and to dive into that weight room and to go out there and try to add to your game. You have now, at the end of July, instead of mid-June, you have this big celebration. Training camp opens in, you know, a very short amount of time. It's, you got August, September, 2 months, 2.5 months. By the time you're done celebrating and everything and go and relax, and who knows how his knee feels. I mean, clearly he had a 50-point game. His knee probably feels pretty good, but it can't feel 100%. So you rest, you get your body right. By the time you get back into the gym, it's almost time for training camp. So I think that there's going to be a definite hangover for the Milwaukee Bucks. Add to that Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday going to the Olympics. Their offseason doesn't begin for a few more weeks. So however they feel, they've been beaten to hell. That's going to be, now they got to go there and play competitive basketball. I think it's good for the Boston Celtics in the sense that when you look at, okay, Boston is in the position that it's in. They didn't make it past the first round this past season. Might as well have had one of their competitors, a team like Milwaukee especially, win the title and now next season step back. Maybe they spend the first 2-3 months slowly ramping up these guys and costing them games. And they can sit there and say from the Milwaukee perspective, hey, I don't care if we're the fourth seed or the fifth seed. We've now learned how to win these games. We've now learned how to win when it's a road game, a tough game. You go to game five of the NBA Finals, and they it was the most important win of the series because now they broke through and they could close out at home. They might feel like it doesn't matter to us, but it matters to Boston. And however the rest of the East shakes out, don't know what's going to happen with Philly. Don't know how healthy Brooklyn's going to stay. We'll see how that works out. But Boston, home court, that's going to mean something to them. So to have the Milwaukee Bucks maybe drop below them in the standings, even if Milwaukee, you can say, well, Milwaukee's the better team, whatever, that's going to help the Celtics get an extra home series. It's going to help them maybe get through a series that they might not have. So I think that's a good side effect for the Boston Celtics. Now, another thing, and this is a kind of a, I don't know, you might say it's a reach, but I wonder how the impact here is on people chasing that third star, teams chasing that third star. So you have Giannis, who's obviously a top 3, 4, 5 player in the league, whatever it is. You see, if you've got a top 5 player in the league, which only 5 teams, or maybe fewer because a couple of those guys are on the same team, but if you've got a top 5 player in the league, you now have the ability to ride that guy without having to add and give up a ton of assets for that third star. Maybe this impacts how the Boston Celtics do business. Instead of piling up all of their assets to go after a Bradley Beal or a Damian Lillard, maybe Boston looks at their team next season if Jason Tatum can ascend and jump into that top 5. You say, you know, it might be hard, and it might be, but he was arguably a top 15 player this year, this past season. He's on a similar trajectory to Giannis. I mean, they showed the picture of Giannis side by side when he was 195 pounds and 240 something pounds. Tatum has like a similar trajectory there. If he can take some of the lessons that he's learning in the Olympics and make a leap forward, another step forward, add these elements to his game to take a step forward, adding some of that bully ball, adding some of that aggression, some of that facilitating, taking that to the next level, you say, hey, maybe he could be a top 5 type player. Now you add Jaylen Brown, who is your Chris Middleton level all-star player, okay? Multiple time all-star, a guy that you can count on in the clutch. Who's that third guy going to be? Well, instead of having to say, hey, maybe go to Bradley Beal, maybe the Celtics learn the lesson of, instead of going all in and going for a star like that and really gutting our team, maybe we preserve some of the depth and find a guy who's still, you're still going to have to trade for and give up assets for, but who might not have that same level of expense. And you find a third star, a borderline all-star, instead of an all-NBA guy. And that's a guy that just fits better. And that complements what Tatum and Brown do. Brad Stevens has said that how many times? You've got to be able to complement what Tatum and Brown do. That's the goal. So maybe in the aftermath of the NBA Finals, that's the lesson. The flip side of that is, if other teams are looking at that, maybe that takes off some of the heat for what the Celtics are trying to do, and maybe they can go after Bradley Beal a little easier. But I don't know. I think it's a copycat league, and this is a team with depth. And who knew Bobby Portis was going to be this important, right? Pat Connaughton comes in is an important part of this team. And do you want to sacrifice all of your depth? You see what happens with Brooklyn. They sacrificed a lot of their depth and a couple of injuries, and you don't make it. You don't accomplish your goal. It's an interesting kind of dichotomy here. I think that can positively impact the Boston Celtics. I will come back with more of the bad, how this impacts Boston negatively, after I tell you about Green Room, Spotify Green Room. It's the first social audio platform made for sports fans. It's free to download. Once you're in, talk to me, talk to other fans, talk to other experts. It's basically on-demand sports talk radio in the palm of your hand on your phone. So you can start your own Spotify Green Room. Go in there, do a watch party. I know the NBA finals are over, but if you want to watch a WNBA game together or a Major League Baseball game together, you can do that. And it's a great kind of place for everybody to get together and talk. But for me, if you want to come talk to me or any one of the other Locked On hosts, you go, you download the app. It's fully available on all iOS devices. There's a beta version on Android with features still being added. Link your Twitter, join the NBA group, get the latest league updates. Follow me at John Corrales. You'll get notified when my room goes live. And usually, again, Friday afternoon. I missed last Friday due to circumstances. This Friday, I do not see any unforeseen circumstances. Although, I guess that's what makes them unforeseen. But I will be there this Friday. So, download the show. Download the app, Spotify Green Room. Join me. We'll talk Boston Celtics Friday afternoon. Green Room, changing the way we talk about sports. Have you subscribed to the Locked On Celtics podcast yet? You can wherever podcasts exist, and you can follow us on Spotify. And be sure to join me on draft night, where I will be hosting the Locked On Network's live draft night coverage with Chad Ford and Rafael Barlow. Chad Ford, you obviously know Chad Ford from his long history of covering NBA drafts. Rafael Barlow does amazing work. He's one of the hosts of the Locked On NBA Draft podcast, and he's done great stuff scouting. He's part of the Draft Junkies. Go check out his video work, and I will be joined by those two guys on a set starting at 7 p.m. Eastern on July 29th, draft night. Starting an hour before the draft, we will get you set up for an hour ahead of time. All of our local experts talking about their draft pick. As soon as the pick is made, we go to the local host. They give you the analysis. It's unparalleled coverage. It's not going to be, something that just a couple of people are talking about. You're going to get local reaction. It's going to be the best draft coverage that you will see anywhere. It's brought to you by Built Bar. Join us on July 29th. Follow the Locked On NBA page on YouTube to see it streamed live. Let's get onto the bad, the way the Celtics are negatively impacted by the Milwaukee Bucks championship. And the first thing that makes me, I think, skeptical of what the Celtics can do this summer with Milwaukee, questions about Milwaukee have been answered. And this has been an issue. Questions about Budenholzer, questions about Middleton in big games, questions about Giannis and can his skill set take the team to the next level? All of that has been answered. Yes, yes, yes. So now these middle tier free agents that Boston is going to go after can look at Milwaukee and be like, a ring. I can go for the taxpayer mid-level to Milwaukee instead of Boston. What does it matter which cold weather city I go to? So you could see Boston losing out to Milwaukee on potential free agents. The minimum guys, the players that a capped out team, a team with limited financial resources will go to, that could slide to Milwaukee's side. So now that Milwaukee has shown that they can do these big things, you could also say that they have the opportunity. Boston could tell you, well, hey, Mr. Free Agent, yeah, you could go to Milwaukee, sure, but are you going to want to sit on their bench? They've already got their established rotation. We have opportunity for you here. You go to Milwaukee, and they can say, look, Holiday, Middleton, Giannis, they're going to take the first few months kind of slow, so their minutes going to be dialed way back. We're not going to tax them right away. We're not in a win-every-game mode, so you're going to have a real opportunity early on to play your minutes, to play real minutes, and to establish yourself as an important part of this rotation. They're going to end up maybe losing a couple of guys here. This is an opportunity for Milwaukee to bring in some important pieces and offer them both opportunity at minutes and a ring. They just won a ring. Why can't they repeat? They still have Giannis. They still have Middleton. They still have Holiday. Now, Milton Holiday, a little older, so you can say, hey, short turnaround, maybe there's going to be an injury risk, but also all the more reason to tell a pending free agent, look, we're not going to push these guys too hard. We're not going to ramp up Chris Middleton until, you know, March and April, and then we'll see. By then you will have earned your spot, and we'll find a way to work you in, but like, this is your chance to be a serious contributor to an NBA champion. So Boston could miss out on guys. That's a problem. The other problem is the obvious one. Giannis ain't going nowhere. This isn't going to be a Damian Lillard situation where he's on the verge 4 years from now saying, I don't know. I think maybe, you know, they got to step it up. I need to win my title. I've been loyal this long. He's got his ring. He's said he wanted to stay in Milwaukee. Of course, it's possible that he might say, look, I've been in Milwaukee for 12 years or however long it is at that point. I'm kind of curious what it's like in another city. He could just say, it's been real. I delivered a championship, or maybe more by that point. I'm going to see what it's like somewhere else. Or he could do what it seems like is more up his alley, which is, I love Milwaukee. I love it here. The people have embraced me here. I'm one of their, you know, like, they love Giannis in Milwaukee. There's no, this is just a great situation. It's a small town, but he's not like a lot of these other superstars. You know, he grew up in Athens where, you know, he wasn't exactly welcomed right away. You know, in the streets of Greece kind of shaped who he was, and that's why he's close to the Greek side of his heritage. But he wasn't embraced right away, but he was embraced right away in Milwaukee, and they've shown him a lot of love. I think that loyalty for him is meaningful. So that just means that Jason Tatum, over the next, you know, Giannis is 26. How many of those years, if he stays in Milwaukee, are going to be really competitive Giannis years? You think about, even if he loses his athleticism, he can still be kind of a post player. He can still, maybe he's not going to drive by a lot of people, but he could still be even if he's not the number one guy for some reason, provided he stays healthy, maybe you find another star, you trade for another star, you sign another star. Maybe Milwaukee becomes a little bit of a destination because you have Giannis. And he sticks around and is competitive with Milwaukee for 10 years. Well, Jason Tatum is 23. This takes him right through his prime. He is going to have to get through Giannis Antetokounmpo every damn year of his career. I mean, until the back end. But that's a real possibility that Jason Tatum, that's going to be his LeBron. Paul Pierce had to get through LeBron. Tatum, who is ascending to the Paul Pierce type throne, is going to have to go through his version of LeBron, which is going to be Giannis. So that is certainly a negative for the Boston Celtics. Giannis and Milwaukee are there, and they're not going anywhere for a long time. Speaking of Giannis, I just got to come back. I got to share a little bit of an appreciation for Giannis Antetokounmpo, because what happened in Milwaukee was so special. Also special, Built Bar, a special kind of protein bar that I love. Now, I've had protein bars in my diet for a long, long time. It's a very easy way when I go to the gym. And, you know, I from the days of playing basketball till now, I get myself into the gym, right now I'm trying to get myself back into some level of playing shape. Having a protein bar like Built Bar is great because I know I'm going to get the protein after I lift to feed the muscles. I know it's not going to blow out my cardio, because 17 to 18 grams of protein in protein bars that taste like candy bars, like double chocolate and salted caramel, strawberry, cookies and cream, all types of amazing flavors. Calories, 130 to 180 calories. So I know if I hit it hard on the elliptical, I'm not going to have a protein bar that just basically erases all of that. Only 4 or 5 grams of sugar, 4 or 5 net carbs. Amazing flavors, tasty, healthy. So go to built.com, built.com. Use the promo code LOCKED15. You're going to get 15% off your next order. Go nuts. Do an assorted box. Try a bunch of different flavors. Figure out what you like. It's okay if you have a nut allergy. They have options there for you that are right. If you're on a keto diet, no problem. These work for you. Go to built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15. You're going to get 15% off your next order. You're also going to save money if you go to rockauto.com. Now, I did the show, the Locked On NBA show, talking about the Milwaukee Bucks winning the championship with Jake Madison. Jake Madison has classic cars that he likes to rebuild, buys them cheap, builds them up, and now he's got awesome cars. So he was talking about getting an air conditioning compressor and saving like $300 on the thing. So it works. We've seen people have DM'd me about it. People save a lot of money. It doesn't matter how complicated the part is. It could be windshield wipers. That's what I'm going to need for my car pretty soon. New wipers, new floor mats. That's the level of, you know, expertise that I have with a car. But it's all at rockauto.com. And look, the fact is, it's impossible for one of those chain stores out at that strip mall that you drive by to stock everything that you need so you can have the most competitive price. Only a place like rockauto.com can have all of these options to save you 30 to 50 to even 100% on some of the same parts that you're going to get at a chain store that's just going to give you whatever brand that they have in stock. So go to rockauto.com, check it out, plug in the specs for your car, whatever you need. You'll see how extensive the list of options are. So that means I think you're going to buy something that you need for your car or truck. When you do, write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box. At rockauto.com, they have a How Did You Hear About Us box. That's the only way they know we sent you. So please write Locked On in that box. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. Be sure to follow our social channels at LO Celtics on Twitter and at Locked On Celtics on Instagram. Want to make sure you guys are listening to the Locked On Ultimate Mock Draft 2021. It's going on right now. The entire week, first round selections being made by all of our local hosts, trades. It's an actual like mock draft with 30 GMs. Well, not 30, because some of us don't have a pick. I'm not involved in that one. But check it out. Chad Ford offering his analysis. Brian Scalabrine offering his analysis. Former general manager Ryan McDonough offering his analysis. It's going on all week, so search for the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your new home for all the sports podcast music that matter to you. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks did it, as many fans would like to say, the right way. And I just want to take a moment to appreciate a team that believed in its star, believed in their plan, that stuck with their coach. And even though he was this close to being fired, it was shaky. There was a lot of turbulence on this flight, but they landed the plane. And it starts with Giannis Antetokounmpo and his commitment to Milwaukee. And it's just great to see a star. I never thought we would see a star stay with the team for his whole career anymore. It's just that doesn't happen anymore. And suddenly, with this championship, Giannis looks like he could be that guy. I mean, look at Damian Lillard in Portland. That seems like tenuous. And who knows? The amount of money that these guys make could make it tough for a team. You have to make decisions at some point, and you say, hey, we're going to have to cut ties with this guy. And it could be like a Paul Pierce situation where you go to Brooklyn, you go to Washington, you go to the Clippers, and, you know, it would be weird to see Giannis, you know, a 35-year-old playing in Charlotte and then going to Dallas and then going, you know, finishing off at the newly expanded Seattle Supersonics. But I just want to offer my appreciation for a star that didn't hold his team hostage, that didn't feel the need, like he felt like he could do it his way, do it without having to leave, without having to put himself on the line to be so roundly criticized. Like everybody loved Kevin Durant until he left. And while I didn't care particularly that he went to Golden State, it is what it is. Many of you did. And that's fine. That's part of fandom. That's how it works. For Giannis to say, you know what? I could have gone to a super team. I didn't. I wanted to stay here. I wanted to do it here. Now he gets to say that, and he gets to be that guy because they won. He signed his extension and they won, and you know, everything's great. But to see a small market team do it with less of the advantages, to see the big market teams try to do it and to have Milwaukee surpass them. It's just fun. It's fun basketball wise. It's great. It's great to see a city like that with their whole Deer District thing come together. That shows how meaningful sports are. Like, I don't know. I argue with people and I do see the sport differently. I see it for much more of a business, the business that it is. And so I have had a lot of that fandom sapped out of me because I have to remove it. You know, I can't be that emotionally involved because this is a business and I'm covering a business. But to see the fans so fully invested, to see that celebration, that was just really cool. It's much like the Toronto win. It's just the little guy making it happen. So I just want to offer my appreciation there. Giannis, I love his story. I love that he was looking for his family right after. I thought it was just a great moment. I thought the sense of relief was great. I think Giannis is maybe the league's most likable superstar in a very long time. Just the guy that everybody can look at and be like, this dude is real. You listen to him talk. You'll listen to the answers that he gives. And hell, I'll be honest, when you hear somebody be that forthcoming and that awesome when he's talking to the media, it makes me jealous of the reporters in Milwaukee. You get to cover a guy that talks to you like that. That's amazing. He's very open and honest. And that quote, if you haven't heard it, the quote about ego and pride and humility, play it on a loop. Play it for your kids. It is the God's honest truth. It absolutely, every young player should listen to that quote. It's absolutely perfect. And so it's going to suck for the Celtics that he's in their way for a while, but I can't help but like Giannis. Beyond the Greek connection, I can't help but like Giannis. He's a very likable guy. Hopefully you think I'm a likable guy and you want to keep listening to the show and watching the show. Again, my apologies for the technical issues. By the time I discovered them, it was almost 3 a.m. and I just was not going to record another podcast. So this was my first opportunity to do so again. So I apologize for this very short turnaround, and I'll still do Thursday, Friday shows. Friday's going to be the mailbag. So leave a comment here if you have a question. You can, I will tweet out a thread that you can respond to. You can go to my website, johncorrales.com, use the contact form there to send me a question. I will answer as many of them as I can on Friday. I'll get another podcast for you tomorrow, so please subscribe wherever you can subscribe. Subscribe to the YouTube show. The YouTube channel has been picking up very nicely, so please do that. And share the podcast. That's the number one thing. Tell your friends that they should be listening and watching the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network.